Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
March 20th.
We're holding now, what is it, 10 days before Pesach, something like that? 11 days before Pesach. Okay, so this is our last year before Pesach, we assume.
Not next week?
Well, we could in theory, as we record all this, depends whether any of us can get out of the house. That's the question. All right, let's leave it as a possibility.
Okay,
we'll see if it's, you know. Right. Okay. I want to run through some... They're not necessarily all connected. I just want to go through some elements of Pesach. I was thinking we were not going to have anything next week, so I'd like to go through the entire Yontif. And if we do have a class next week, then we'll focus on one point. Pesach is, I guess Sukkot is like this also, but being a long Yontif. But with Sukkot, you recognize that the beginning and end of Sukkot changes because you move into Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. You come out of the Sukkah. You stop using the lulav. So fundamentally, the Yontif changes. In the Shmini Atzeres, in certain ways, is called a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And instead of saying Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, you say Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. So we're not surprised with the shift on Sukkot, that you go through really through Hoshana Rabbah, and then all of a sudden it's like another type of Yontif. Pesach, though, it's Chag HaMatzos the whole time. But still, Pesach fundamentally has different days, have different elements to it. You have Erev Pesach, that's one entire Avoda, is Erev Pesach. Then you have the first day or days, depending on your Yisrael Chutz Laaretz, of Pesach. Then you have the last days of Pesach, meaning Chol HaMoed on the last days, which are really a different avoda than the first days of Pesach. There's really three different emphases. I don't know what the word would be. Emphasis is. With Pesach. Erev Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon, and then Chol Moed / Yom Tov Sheni. It's really different. And even though the fundamental mitzvahs hayom, which is not eating chametz and only eating matzah, doesn't change, but still, a person's entire approach to the Yontif shifts with each of these time frames. Now, it's not rocket science. I'll go through it, but you know this already. What I'm saying, you know already. But I want to emphasize certain points. Erev Pesach is for sure the most significant Erev of any Yontif. The only other Erev Yontif that really has significance like Erev Pesach is Erev Yom Kippur. Because Erev Yom Kippur, there is a mitzvah of eating. But even Erev Yom Kippur is still not as intense as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, not just intense. Intense is the wrong word. It's not as... it doesn't have its own fundamental character the way Erev Pesach does. Erev Pesach is almost a yontif in and of itself. It's almost a yontif in and of itself, Erev Pesach. Let's first focus on our lives, and then we'll talk about the Beis HaMikdash, where it's really like that. Erev Pesach, the very fact that we have a shift in the middle of the day from chametz to non-chametz, from a time when everything is mutter to a time when already some of the Isurim of Pesach already apply, and it's not Yontif yet. That's a very strange thing. There is no other day in the calendar where that happens. where you have this fundamental shift. The only comparable thing I can think of, and it's really not comparable at all, is Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, so there's a little bit of a change. But that's minor. That's a real minor difference. Pesach, Erev Pesach, it's a significant shift. So that you wake up in the morning, and you can eat chametz, and you handle chametz, and you burn your chametz, and you're involved with chametz. Chametz is there. So now I understand that the house is all Pesach, and you know everybody's being so careful where they keep their chametz. But the fact of the matter is, you could, in theory, you could eat chametz at your kitchen table on Pesach morning, in theory. Your mother would kill you, but you could do it, right? So it's a chametz house, Erev Pesach, in the morning. Then, in the middle of the day, now we, midrabanan, we make it a little earlier than chatzos, but we move it back. But still, middle of the day, all of a sudden, you have to stop eating chametz, and then you burn the chametz. So, that's like a whole, it's not only does it shift, but it's dramatic how it shifts. You take the chametz and you throw it in a fire, and now you're matzah. Now you're Pesach. Now you're not chametz anymore. Right? It's a dramatic thing that happens. Now, you don't have to burn your chametz at the last minute. You could burn your chametz earlier. But still, I mean, there's a fundamental shift that takes place right there in the middle of the day. Now, Erev Pesach is particularly intense with its preparations. There's more to prepare Erev Pesach than there is other Yomim Tovim because of the nature of the Seder. But I'm not focusing so much on that as much as just the change that takes place. And then, from the point where you can't eat chametz anymore until the evening, it's hard to find what to eat. You can't eat chametz. You can't eat matzah. It's like a very long ben hashmashos. Your time from chametz to matzah is very long. It's a whole half of a day. So, again, we don't have things like that in Yiddishkeit. This is it. There aren't other examples like this. So that's a very particular, again, character that Erev Pesach has. Now, add to that, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the afternoon, you had to bring your Karban Pesach. Now, as we've already talked about, the Karban Pesach was a mabzin. There was never a day in the Beis HaMikdash that was as busy as Erev Pesach, because you only have the afternoon, that's it, just the afternoon, to process thousands upon thousands of karbanos. Because everybody in Klal Yisrael who is healthy enough to eat a kezayis of meat, b'chnei achilas pras, kezayis of meat within 5 minutes, anybody who's healthy enough to do that is mechuyev to be part of a Karban Pesach. Now, one Karban Pesach feeds a lot of people, but still, everybody, we're talking about millions of people, all have to be accounted for, attached to some Karban Pesach. So even if you'll tell me that one animal will feed 100 people, I don't think it's true. But let's say it feeds 100 people, you're still talking about millions of people. So you're talking about thousands of animals. It's a lot of animals that are being processed in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnayos describe the incredible scene that was going on in the Beis HaMikdash like bucket brigades. They had chains, they kind of lined up in rows because they couldn't do it normally. Take an animal, they shecht it, catch the blood, take it to the Mizbeach, throw it on the Mizbeach, and continue. Right? Here, there was no time for that. So you had these lines of Kohanim, many, many lines of Kohanim going from the Shechita area to the Mizbeach, and all they would do for hours, all they would do was take, they would somebody would shecht it, catch blood, take the full cup of blood, hand it to the next Kohen, and that Kohen would hand him an empty cup of blood that had already been thrown in the Mizbeach. Then he would hand the full cup, take back an empty cup. The entire, they would just take a full cup, hand it to the next coin, take the empty cup, hand it back to that coin. Take the full cup, hand it to this coin, take the empty cup, hand it back to. That's it. Just back and forth. The blood would go down the line, empty cup would come back. Full cups, empty cups. Full cups, that just constantly switching hands. That's what it would be. This constant switch of full cups and empty cups. Lines and lines of Kohanim doing that for hours as the blood, because the blood had to get thrown on the Mizbeach. And then the skinning of the animal, the cutting up of the animal, the roasting of the meat. The roasting already could be done at nightfall, although not this year, because this year Pesach is Shabbos, so the roasting had to be done before nightfall. So it was even more intense when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, even more intense. So it was just a mob scene, just, you know. And they also had to have some system where they could knew whose animal was whose. The organization of the Beis HaMikdash had to be tip top, because you got to know whose is what. You can't eat somebody else's carbon. You got to be in your group. So it's a very intense time over there, and it's a scene. There's a certain family member of mine who may or may not be present, who would just enjoy standing there like overhead just watching the scene. Am I right?
Yep.
Right. It's happening. It's So this is Erev Pesach. That's all Erev Pesach. It's not Pesach yet. It's not Yontif, and all this is going on. So that's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach therefore requires one type of avoda, one type of approach, if one wants to grow from Erev Pesach. It requires a certain perspective and a certain hashkafa. Then you have Yontif Rishon, which for us is 2 days, and Eretz Yisrael it's 1 day. You have Yontif Rishon. Yontif Rishon is dominated by the Seder. It's dominated by the Seder. The daytime is almost like an afterthought. Normally, a Shabbos or a Yontif, the daytime is the Iker. You know, the halacha is, on Shabbos, the halacha is, some people make a mistake about this, the halacha is your lunchtime meal, your second meal of the day, which is not, the first meal is Friday night, second meal is what we call lunch, third meal is Shalosh Shabbos. The second meal of Shabbos has to be the Iker Su'uda. You're not allowed to have your Iker Su'uda be Friday night or Shalosh Shabbos. Kavod Yom is Iker. I once asked one of my Rebbeim, Rav Moshe Mintz in Baltimore, in Israel, I once asked him if Friday night we serve soup, and if the yeshiva would serve brisket if it was Shabbos Mevarchim. So you have soup and you have brisket, and like, you know, you can serve some really good things Friday night. So, and then Shabbos day, it's like, you know, whatever, so how we yotze. So he said, Mistamor we yotze with chalt. He felt like that was enough, because if you serve chalt Friday night, then you're already in trouble, right? He said, Mistamor we yotze with chalt. But you have to somehow, the daytime meal has to be the ikker. The lunchtime meal has to be the ikker. That's an important thing. Some people mess up and they make shulis the ikker. Like on a, sometimes what they do, some people will be, like if it's some kind of a short Shabbos, whatever it is, they'll kind of wash and have just an appetizer, then they'll bench, and then they'll do whatever it is, and then come back and wash again and have the main suda. Shouldn't do that, because then shulis shulis becomes the main meal. That's not appropriate. Shabbos, the second meal is supposed to be the ikker. But Pesach, yeah.
But doesn't like the kedusha like escalate throughout the day? So like shal shodas is like,
yeah, shal, yeah. There is that concept. But lemaisa, like avia suda, the second suda is supposed to be the ikar. We learn that from psukim. Kavod yom is the ikar. The but Pesach, Yontif Rishon of Pesach, it's not so. the Iker is the nighttime Suda, by far. It's not just the Iker in terms of the food that you serve, it's the Iker in terms of the focus, it's the Iker in terms of the Kalim. You're supposed to act like Cherus, like Bnei Malachim, you put out your best Kalim, you do Haseba, it's you sing Hallel. I mean, the it's dominated by the Seder. The daytime for us, because we have two Sedarim, then the first day is almost like just okay. We gotta get ready for the second Seder. Like we gotta get rested up. We have to some week because we got another Seder coming up. But even if you're only keeping one day in Eretz Yisrael, so still the daytime is almost an afterthought. The Iker is the Laila. That's the Iker by far. We talked about this already, I believe. We talked about Yom Shkula Laila Shkula Yom. We talked about that. We're talking about that. Okay, we'll discuss that tonight. But the fact that there are mitzvos at night, most mitzvos, almost all mitzvos, are either daytime mitzvos or they apply both night and day. Rarely do we have a mitzvah that is only balayla and not bayom. But the Seder is full of mitzvos that are balayla and not bayom. Matzah is balayla, that's a daraisa even today. Arba kosos, that's a derabanan. That's Balayla. Marar today is Derabanan. That's Balayla. Hallel at the Seder is only Balayla. There's another Hallel we say during the day, but that's not the same Hallel. Hallel Balayla is a mitzvah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a Daraisa, is only Balayla. We talked about that. Yachol Bayam Ahu, Tamalomar. Yachol Ibayam Ahu, Yachol Mibod Yom, Tamalomar Bavorzet. Only at night. It has to be at night. That's when you have to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Yom Tov Rishon is completely dominated by the Seder. So that's the second special character of Pesach. Then comes Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov Sheni. So Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov Sheni, the whole thing shifts. It becomes a different type of yontif. We're still not eating chametz and only eating matzah, but there are no mitzvah sayom. Even hallel is only half hallel. We don't say a whole hallel. Yontif sheni, there's no shechianu. It's not considered to be a new yontif. It's just Pesach. It's like Pesach, but without all the fanfare, without anything else. Now, it's true that Shvi Shal Pesach is the Shira, and it's Kriyas Yamsuf, so it has character in that regard, but that doesn't impact the Yontif, meaning that whether it's because of Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayom V'Atem Mishira, or B'Mfol Yivchal Tismach, however you're going to say it, but we don't say a full Hallel. So even though really Achron Shel Pesach really should have its own character revolving around Kriyas Yam Suf, but that only finds expression in the davening, in what we lean. It doesn't find expression in the yontif. It's a plain yontif. It's like a plain vanilla yontif. There's nothing else going on. There's no mitzvah sayon. You don't even have shavuos of staying up all night, which is not really a mitzvah sayom, that's a minig. But you don't even have that on the last days of Pesach. It's just a yontif. Now, most people find the yontif sheni, the yontif achron, the last days of Pesach, most people find that time very pleasant because it doesn't have the intensity that we had on the first days of Pesach, which is natural that people are going to find it that way. But the fact of the matter is that you don't have anything that seems to give it character. It just is. So those are the three different atmospheres of Pesach. So let's focus in now on each one. Erev Pesach highlights the contrast. See, we know that Pesach is a yontif where everything changes, where the countertops are all covered and there's enough foil in the kitchen to blind you if you're not careful, and there's, you know, everything is just, you know, topsy-turvy. So, and all your kalim are different than what you use during the year, and, you know, you have trouble finding things because where we keep that, right? It becomes a very, Pesach is just very different from the rest of the year. But Erev Pesach is itself a contrast, where you go from chametz to matzah. So when we say on the night of Pesach, Manishtan alayla zeh, we say Shebacholos anochim chametz matzah alayla zeh kulo matzah. The you're not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, but there's two elements of chametz and matzah on Pesach. One is to eat matzah. The other is not to eat chametz. The not eating chametz is highlighted on Erev Pesach more than on Pesach, because you go from eating to not eating in the middle of the day. You have a firm deadline where that happens. To owning to not owning in the middle of the day. That gives it character. That gives it focus. You could add Bedikas Chametz the night before as part of this, but this is really the contrast. So, and as I said before, the whole thing is symbolized by taking the Chametz and putting it in the fire. And you also say Kol Chamira. So, you can't yet focus on eating matzah, because you're not allowed to eat matzah yet. You can't even focus the time of the Beis HaMikdash on eating the Karban Pesach, because you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach yet. Can't eat it till the nighttime. So, the ikur of Erev Pesach is no chametz. Or I should say, chametz, no chametz. Why are we not allowed to have chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because the pasuk says, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Because you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach with chametz. The reason, even though we don't have a Karban Pesach, the reason why you can't have chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because that's the zman of the Shechitas HaPesach. They go together, these two things. The element of the Shechitas HaKarban and the element of the conscious of no chametz is one and the same. It's the same thing. The Shechitas HaKarban, on the one hand, you could look at it as a preparation for the nighttime. Right? It's preparing, because you shech the carbon and skin it and prepare it, and you're going to eat it that night. So it's like cooking Erev Pesach. But if you think back, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have us take the seh and shecht it? So that was to show that we're breaking away from Mitzrayim. Because we took their Elohus and we shechted it. And we weren't afraid of them. And they couldn't do anything about it. So that act, even if we didn't eat it, which of course we were going to eat it, but even if we weren't going to eat it, the act of shechting their Elohus as a karban for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an act of breaking away, an akira, uprooting ourselves from Mitzrayim, from the tomb of Mitzrayim, from the shibud of Mitzrayim, from the materialism of Mitzrayim. As you know, chametz represents olam hazeh, and represents materialism. And by not eating chametz, I'm not talking yet about eating matzah. Just not eating chametz is an akira. It's an uprooting from olam hazeh. Erev Pesach, the focus is not on eating matzah, and not on eating Karban Pesach. The focus is on the contrast where I wake up in the morning and I am a regular person leading a regular life, eating regular food, and in the middle of the day, I do an action of Akira. I uproot myself from my Gashmias. I don't uproot myself totally. I'm still a human being. But the Sa'ar Shebi'isa, that the leaven, the chametz, which represents the Yetzer Hara, I uproot myself from that. That is the focus of Erev Pesach. It's a focus of consciously doing a maisa of taking my Yetzer Hara and putting it in the fire and stating that I'm being mafkerit, I'm being mavatalit, and shechting a carbon that for the mitzvah represented Olam Hazen, represented their Avodah Zarah, and we're shechting it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bedikas Chametz, which is a Dirabbanan, really is the same idea because you're looking through to find all of the Chametz which represents the Yetzer. So Erev Pesach represents a pulling away, an act of pulling away. It's not gradual. See, that's the thing. It's not gradual. It's not incremental. It's not like, you know, first we don't eat pastry, then we don't eat crackers, then we don't. No, it's you take it and you burn it. It's a very powerful message. So that is the focus of Erev Pesach is I am doing a maisa of pulling myself away from Olam Hazeh. Then comes Leil Pesach, comes the first days. So as I said, it's dominated by the Seder. So again, I think I did mention this to you before, but the idea of the Seder is that it is a Laila Shekulo Yom. It's a night that is day. We treat the night of Pesach as if it is daytime. That's why you have Mitzvah Hayom at night. You don't have Mitzvah Hayom normally at night. Mitzvah Hayom is usually during the day. But Pesach night, you have Mitzvah Hayom. Because the night of Pesach is a Yom. It's not a Laila. It's as if it's a 24-hour day. You have a Hiskalas HaShechina at night, at Chatzos HaLaila, with Makas Becharis. Hiskalas HaShechina usually is during the day. But this is at night. That's why, the way it says in halacha, it's not an iser, but it's the way it says in halacha is, a person's not supposed to actively go to sleep on Pesach night. He's supposed to be discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim ad shechatfaso shina, till sleep grabs him. You know why? Because it's not supposed to be nighttime; it's daytime. So if we're talking during the day about something, we're talking, I get tired and fall asleep, like I'm putting my head down at the table. That's what Pesach night is. You don't go to bed because you don't put on your pajamas and go to bed during the middle of the day. That's not a daytime thing to do. That's a nighttime thing. It's not nighttime, it's daytime. That's also why we say that Pesach is a Leil Shimurim. It's a night of protection. It doesn't mean that nothing bad could ever happen on the night of Pesach. It's a Leil Hashamur Ubam Min HaMazikin. Nighttime is a time of Mazikin. And Pesach night, there are no Mazikin. Pesach night is not night. It's day.
What's Mazikin?
Whatever it is. Demons of some sort. Whatever it is. Oh. So Pesach night is not night. It's daytime. That's why we open up the door for Shvach HaMascha. Because we're showing our Emunah that it is not nighttime, it is daytime. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's day, not night. Even though it's dark outside, it's daytime. And we're not afraid to open the door, because during the day we would open the door, no problem. That's why the halacha is, you're not supposed to lock your door Pesach night. So just leave it unlocked. So what I tell people is, what that means is, that most people will not lock their door during the day to the same extent that they will at night. Some people don't lock the door at all, some people do lock it, but not with as many locks as they do at night. When they go to sleep at night, then they, you know, bolt it and put all the other locks. So Pesach night, you only lock your door the way you would during the day. not the way you do it at night. Because it's not nighttime. You're taking a nap in the middle of the day. When you take a nap in the middle of the day, you don't bolt your door with all the bolts. You just, whatever you normally do for the daytime. That's what you're supposed to do Pesach night. Because it's a Laila Shehu Yom. That's what it is. So that's why the Yom, the daytime, is almost an afterthought. Because you already had day. When you, at night, eating the Seder was daytime already. There's no din of covered Yom, of the lunchtime Suda being better than the nighttime Suda. Because the nighttime Suda is the daytime Suda. It's Yom. It's not Laila. That is a simon of Geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns night into day, as He did when He took us out, when we had the Amud HaEsh Laila, Lahir Lahem, it was as if it was daytime. And the Hiskalus HaShechina was as if it was daytime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as if it was day. When there is Hiskalus HaShechina, there's no night. Nighttime is a time that symbolizes Golus, it symbolizes confusion, it symbolizes a time of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and daytime symbolizes Geula, clarity, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Pesach, there is no night. It's a Yom Shehu Laila. Excuse me, it's Laila Shehu Yom. It's a Laila Shehu Yom. So, maybe you say Yom Shehu Laila. I guess Yom Shehu Laila. Whatever it is, it's a daytime. It's a daytime. So the emphasis on the first day of Pesach or the first days of Pesach is the Hizgalus HaShechina in His taking us as His Am, in His taking us out of Mitzrayim, in His decimating the Mitzrim and taking us to Him. The fact that it is like a complete R, everything is clear, there's no confusion, we are His, we're close to Him, He's close to us. We talked about last time focusing on what makes us great, not focusing on the negatives, focusing on the positives, because that is a time of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we mean when they say, I've told you this before, that when we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi is not walking in the door. He's not in his physical form on Pesach night. He does come to the Seder, but he's not in his physical form. He's in his ruchnius form. So you don't open the door to let him in. You open the door to show that we're not afraid to, and b'schus that we're not afraid, because we believe that it is Yom, b'schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. He'll send Eliyahu HaNavi to be mevaser the Geula. That's the way it says it in the poskim. So the whole concept. That's why the Seder also ends with so many references to Geula, Geula Hasida, not just Geulas Mitzrayim, Geula Hasida, Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asili Yigal. All of that is emphasized on the first days of Pesach. So the first days of Pesach, the focus more than anything else is Geula. Is Geula, but Geula not just in the Seder, not just because we say we went Mishibu to Geula, but everything, treating nighttime as if it's day, and the fact that the daytime is on as an afterthought, all that is part of Geula. It's all Geula. That's the emphasis. So it's interesting that even though we started to eat matzah, and the mitzvah, and there is a mitzvah salayla to eat matzah, but matzah is not the exclusive mitzvah. Matzah is part of the package of Geula. Matzah represents the Shibud, Halach Ma'anya Di'achalav Son of Varadim Mitzrayim, and it represents the Geula, that we didn't have time, and we left Bechipazon, we had to take Matzah. Matzah represents both. So the Matzah is not the exclusive Mitzvah Laila, even though we eat a lot of Matzah, but it's not the main thing. The main thing is Geula. Matzah is part of the message of Geula. Then you have the rest of Pesach. The rest of Pesach is a yantif. And a yantif, like any other yantif, means you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the main thing that happens over the rest of yantif? The main thing that happens is you don't eat chametz and you do eat matzah. That's what goes on the rest of Pesach. That's the main thing. as I said, there's Kriyas Yam Suf, but we don't, it doesn't have an effect on the Yantif. So we don't eat chametz, and we do eat matzah. So really what's happening there is that the rest of Pesach, you're taking the intensity of Erev Pesach, where you broke away from Olam Hazeh, and the intensity of the first days of Pesach, where we lived Geula, Chayav Adam Liros Zatzma Kilu Hu Yatzam Mimitzrayim. We lived Geula on the first night of Pesach, nights of Pesach. We lived it, and we felt it, which the matzah helps represent, but it's not exclusive, but it helps represent. The rest of Pesach, you internalize both messages. We went through an intense Erev Pesach, an intense first day or days of Pesach. Then the rest of the time is the time to allow those hargashos that we had, that hisurus that we had, to become firm inside of us. If we went right, if there was no Chol HaMoed and no last days of Pesach, we'd go right back to chametz, except for the fact that it would be an unbelievable thing to do for just one day, then go right back to chametz. But if that's what would happen, we wouldn't be able to internalize what we had done. The rest of Pesach is less intense, and you just live it. Live it for a few more days. No chametz, yes matzah. Live this existence and internalize those points. Whatever his oris you get on Erev Pesach, in thinking about this, in the intensity of the day, whatever his oris you get, you should make a note of it. You could write it down, but make a note of it. Make a note of that his oris, of what gave you his oris. Like what was the point that really grabbed your attention? Whatever his oris you get over the first days of Pesach, make a note of it. You can't write it down, but make a mental note of it. What really grabbed you? One or two points, that's it. Erev Pesach and Pesach itself. Then, starting Chol HaMoed and into the last days, review those points and allow them to make an impact after the intensity is over. That's what the rest of the Pesach does. Until finally, Matzi Pesach, you run out for that piece of pizza. But that's the three different characters of Pesach. Questions? Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.